This is Perspectives, a podcast developed by Horizons, the Zatoc Community College's student-run newspaper. Welcome to Perspectives, the podcast. This is Cody Quinn, your emitable host. Emitable is a word, I believe. If not, I'm trademarking it.
Rock on.
Today with me is Janice Jackson, our arts and entertainment editor. Excuse my French. Janice, say hello to our audience.
Hello, everyone.
In the latest issue of Horizons, which appeared on shelves March 13th and is rapidly running out, so if you want one, grab one now, or else we don't have any more. Janice, you wrote about Amore, a new fashion store opening up. Do you want to give us a little background on it for those who aren't familiar?
Absolutely. It's actually Amore.
Amore.
And it's a high-end fashion boutique located in downtown Fairfield. And basically, I decided I chose to interview these girls because they are young. They both attended Housatonic at one point, and they just have a wonderful boutique. It's nice, they have great clothes, and they're very nice people.
So what kind of fashion are you talking about? Is it what you call conventional preppy? Is it this new wave kind of style? Is it a lingerie boutique?
It's definitely very chic. It's definitely very chic. It's very New York style. It's just very high-end stuff. Like,
is it anything I've ever seen before?
Probably not.
Oh.
Not you. They have Diesel, Seven, G-Star. A lot of clothes that we don't see here in Connecticut or in the area in which we live.
Would there be like a point of reference? Like, do certain magazines have this type of style? Or is there a celebrity that dresses this way that, you know, I could get a mental picture of?
Yeah, I would say picture Kanye West.
I like Kanye.
Picture Kanye. I can absolutely see Kanye walking into Amore and picking out an outfit and leaving happy.
Happy? Kanye happy?
Absolutely.
I don't believe it.
When you walk into Amore, you walk in and you walk out happy.
That guy's never happy. Unless he's up there with a Grammy or something. And even then, it depends which Grammy he has.
Right. And what conversation he gets to, what he gets to say afterward.
True that. So how'd you get in touch with these people?
Well, one of the girls, Adriana, she actually was a member at the gym where I worked. Mm-hmm. And I found out that she had opened a boutique, so I thought it would be great to go in and see, just for my own interest, to see if I could, you know, purchase anything. And she remembered me, and we sat and we spoke, and I just thought it would be a great idea to help them get that publicity. And also, it would be a great piece for me to write, because I enjoy fashion.
You do enjoy fashion. You've talked about fashion a little bit before and past issues of Horizons. What sparked your interest in fashion?
Ever since I was a child. I think it probably all started when my mom used to match me from head to toe with purple sweats, socks, and hair bows.
That's awesome, because purple is my absolute favorite color.
Yeah. We're going to walk away from that comment, that topic right now. Oh, so.
You don't want to talk about the sweatpants and the scrunchies or whatever?
Not with the purple. But I think just that alone, ever since I was a kid, I've always been interested in just different styles and what would look best on me. And I've pretty much stuck to preppy chic, you know? Got the Abercrombie.
I see. It says Abercrombie across your sweatshirt.
It says Abercrombie across my sweatshirt. And I love Urban Outfitters. And, you know, a lot of stores where you can have that New York look and still, you know, keep your pockets, you know.
Full of money and
full of
change.
Money or not broke.
How would you rate the fashion here at HCC? Do you think we have a particularly fashion-conscious student body, or is it something that maybe people don't care about as much?
I don't think people care about it as much unless that's something that they're personally into. Mm-hmm. And I think that's simply because most people are just walking in here to get their education and walk right back out. I mean, I've seen people come to school in pajamas. Me, for example, I come straight over here in my gym clothes because that's where I work, at a gym. So, you know, most people don't, I don't think that they really focus on style. And, you know, and like we discussed a few minutes ago with our other editor, Jeannie, style is pretty much what you make of it. You may not think you have a style, but someone else might admire what you wear, how you look.
How you put yourself together.
How you put your clothes together. They may really stand out to someone else, and to you it's just, hey, I'm putting something on so I can go to school.
True that. Like, right now I'm dressed in an Obama hoodie, a brown shirt, and a jeans, and I would say, you know, I'm schlubbing it a little bit today.
Right.
But maybe it's unique to my style. Would you give me any pointers if I want to, like, dress to impress?
Be yourself. if you my view towards fashion is, if you're not comfortable in it, you're just not going to look good. If you're not comfortable, if you're not walking with your head high, it's not going to look good to anyone else. So you can come to school or walk on the streets wearing a plastic bag, and if your head is held high and you think you look hot, I mean, you may not. The chances are people will give you a different look if you have that confidence when you're walking.
It's like the emperor, no clothes, kind of.
Right.
Even
right.
If you're walking around naked, as long as you believe you're wearing something attractive, people exactly. around you will be like, woo.
You look good.
And so. If I were naked walking around the halls, let's face it, I would look good.
Anyway.
Don't want to go there, do you?
You will not.
So you're going to be appearing in a fashion show for Amore.
I am. Amore is actually having a fashion show on April 3rd on... In Perspectives, the date said April 5th, and they had to change that due to, I believe it was, something went wrong. They had to change the date, so it's going to be April 3rd, and I will be walking in that fashion show.
How do you feel excited. About that?
It's my first time. I'm scared, but I trust them. Like I said in the paper, in the piece, the girls are they're just geniuses when it comes to style, and I'm excited to see what types of styles or looks or ensembles they'll be putting together.
Do you get to keep the clothes they give you, or is that just a
I think I
thing?
May get an outfit, but, you know, I'm not, you know, who knows? And if I don't, it's just a great experience.
And there's no other pay for that or anything?
No, there's no pay. It's all fun and games. And.
So the outfit would be your pay?
Yeah, that would be my pay.
That'd be nice one.
Hairstyle and, you know, makeup and stuff like that would be kind of cool.
I noticed you did do something with your hair. I think it looks very nice to them.
I washed it.
Not that our audience can see on a radio broadcast.
Yeah, it's curly, guys. It's curly.
So how do you feel about the arts and entertainment section? We just went through our first issue. We're moving on to issue two.
Right.
You're the arts and entertainment editor. How do you feel like we're doing so far?
I'm excited. I think that for the first time, or at least since I've been writing for Horizons, which has been about, I don't know, what, 20 years?
That old, are you?
No.
You've been writing for it since you were one?
Since I was one. No, I've been writing for Horizons for like, I don't know, 5 semesters maybe at this point. How many have you?
Six.
This is our sixth semester. Years. And, the arts and entertainment has always been kind of weak, I think. And we kind of have to push people or, you know, even before I was an editor, it was just never strong. But I feel like now people kind of want to write and they're not scared to present their artistic literature, I don't know what. But they're excited to kind of, you know, put their thoughts forward and write about, you know, art and fashion and music and all different types of things.
Well, as an editor-in-chief, someone who's been reading the paper for a long time, I've noticed the arts and entertainment section has moved a lot more away, like I am a good editor-in-chief, has moved away from movie-centric and, say, TV and review-centric,
right.
More towards a fashion in a progressive direction. Would you say that's because of you, or would you say it's just the staff we've had moving in?
I think it's definitely the staff. Like, I think I can speak for most when I say we were kind of getting tired of seeing the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to stress that at the beginning when we gave our proposals. However, I think that the staff that we have now, everyone's just so unique and so different that they do have, you know, different ideas to put forward. Like we have, like you, Cody, for example, you're great at writing things about politics or, you know, just
we
things.
All have our guilty pleasures.
Well, you know, yeah, go Obama.
Woo!
But, like Allison, for example, she just personifies style, I think.
Allison Russell. Our editor at large.
Yeah, she's our editor at large, and she walks into the room and it just screams fashion, and she's able to put that down on paper. You know, she wrote a great piece on this last issue about sneakers, and sorry, that alone, it just makes our piece stronger. People bringing in their own styles and their own ideas just makes the arts and entertainment section of the paper strong.
So this is your sixth and your final semester here at Housatonic.
Sixth and final.
I do believe.
Right.
How's the trepidation? Is it building up or are you getting ready to go?
I don't want to think about it yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
No, because it's bittersweet, you know? It's just we are comfortable here. It's great. And when we leave here, it's just like a whole new world. Where I'm going.
Are you
going
to miss me?
I will miss Cody. I will absolutely miss Cody and his Obama 08 sweater. No doubt about that.
I'm recklessly trying to get everybody who's been on the podcast to say positive things about me while they're here.
Right. Well, Cody is wonderful, believe it or not.
Most people know.
Right. Unless, aside from when he forces us to say wonderful things about him. Or to bask in his glory.
Bask in my greatness.
But no, I think we all get along so well, and it doesn't really matter. Like, it's been a great, you know, few semesters, and this last one, I think I'm definitely going out with a bang. I've learned a lot about myself, about being a, you know, a writer, an aspiring journalist, and I'm really excited to move on and to see who's going to take our spots. What do you think?
I don't want to think about that. I don't ever want to give up on this thing. But what do you want your legacy to be, having spent so much time on the paper, having spent two semesters as the arts and entertainment editor? What do you think? What do you want people to think about you after you're gone? What do you want your legacy to be?
I think most importantly, I want the people that I guess we leave behind to feel that they were comfortable with me as an editor, or even as just like a staff writer, just being there, supportive, or, you know, being able to share my ideas. Or I absolutely love it when someone comes up to me and asks me to help them with their piece, because I feel as though that they're comfortable with me, and not that I'm a better writer, that I'm smarter, but they're comfortable with me wanting to help them, because I do it as well. Like, I bother Cody all the time, you know? I'm the one IMing Cody at, I don't know, midnight.
It's never
asking
a bother
for help. But, you know, just knowing that we're there for one another, it's definitely a family. It's a family of journalists, I like to think.
That was very well put. I was proud of you for saying that without any prodding or provocation.
Thank you.
I don't even know how to take that to a higher level.
Well, no, it's true. I think when you walk into our class, it just feels good. It feels great. So we're comfortable with each other. We laugh and we have fun, and we all have our strong things. Like, I love fashion. Cody loves, God knows, himself.
And, yeah, but I don't get to write about that nearly enough. I was thinking about for issue 3, how great I am, and that'll be my final.
It should just be a section.
It should. The Cody Quinn
section. The Cody Quinn section.
Don't give me ideas like that. I might just do it.
There you go.
So what are your future plans?
My future plans, I'm putting out all of my applications, and I definitely want to live in a city. It's my dream. It's where I'll be at some point in my life. And
whatever. You're like Sarah Jessica Parker and Sex
like
in the City.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City. Yeah. So it'll be fashion and journalism in the city. That's
I would have used the character's name, but I have no idea what it is.
Who knows?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Who knows, but it'll be me instead, wearing my Manolos and Prada and all that good stuff.
So you just threw out a whole bunch of words, and I have no idea what any of them mean.
Well, let's just say $700 pairs of shoes. And a $1,500 purse.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That could buy a lot of Chef Boyardee. It's probably worth more than I made on my taxes this year.
I'm sure.
No, not to get into finances or anything, but I had recently done my taxes. I didn't realize I made so little money this entire year. Under $25,000.
Mm.
That's depressing.
How awful is that?
I know, I feel bad.
Don't you hate being broke?
I do. But I did some other figures. Like, I used to work in fast food, and I did the hourly rate I made for how many weeks, and that ended up being a lot less. So it's weird how money works out like that.
You're okay where you stand.
Yeah, you know, you're always treading water, especially with the economy how it is.
Absolutely.
Money is a terrible sin. I don't like it. I like when I have it. I don't like when I owe it to other people.
Haven't you noticed? Not for nothing, but I hate getting paid.
Really?
I hate getting paid because ultimately all I have to my name is like money, enough money for like the dollar menu. You know what I mean? You get paid, you pay your bills. So it's not
That's
like,
exactly what happens.
I never look forward to payday.
For me, it's bills and alcohol.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty much how it filters out. Which is depressing in its own right.
Yeah, you know what's bad, though? Like, I have to treat myself. As broke as I am, every 2 weeks when I get paid, I have to buy something. A top or pants or something.
For me, even when I was really poor, like, I had my own apartment, my roommate bailed out on me, and I had to pay all the bills myself. I bought comic books every week, and that was my only vice. So even if I had to buy, like, cereal and ramen, as long as I bought comic books, I felt like I could make it through another week.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with cereal or ramen.
About 2-3 months in a row, nothing but cereal and ramen. It wears on you.
You start to look like a noodle.
But to my credit, I've been out of the house for 4 years, and Chef Boyardee is still a staple of my diet.
Absolutely.
At least 3 or 4 nights a week, and I haven't gotten sick of it yet.
I guess I can just live off a Jif.
Jif.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, peanut butter and me are just.
Peanut pals. Butter is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's full of protein and.
Quick, easy, convenient.
Stuff.
You know what I did try? All right, this is a side note. I'm sorry, guys. But I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with cheese Doritos.
That sounds disgusting.
You know what? PMS. I needed the sweet salt. I had the sweet salt craving, so.
And you do have an article about PMS coming up.
I have an article about PMS coming up. It's about how to cope with it, how to calm your insanity.
We might have to have you back on to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like a pretty heady topic, and one which I know nothing about.
Yeah. My favorite my favorite statement in my paper is, I mentioned something about the Red River and its predecessor.
I like, your Aunt Flo comes to visit once a month.
Aunt Flo comes to the egg, yeah.
There's a whole list of, like, phrases for her, right?
I call her my best friend, Rose.
Ugh.
So.
Ugh, disgusting.
It is what it is.
On that note, say we've been talking a little bit about fashion, about Janice Jackson's recent article in the March 13th edition of Horizons, issue 1 for this semester. Mm-hmm. We got 2 more coming out for y'all. Janice Jackson, final thoughts?
Grab the paper, read it. Enjoy it. There's a lot of talent and a lot of interesting topics to take a look at and let saturate. So grab a paper.
And again, it's been flying off the shelves. So if you don't have one by now, you might not get one ever.
Might not. We're going to start charging soon.
We should turn a profit, at least for ourselves for graduation. But this is Cody Quinn. I'll be back on part 2. We have part 2 with Jesse Spadaccino, our news editor, in just a little bit. So hang in there. See if you like it. If not, go have fun. This podcast is brought to you by Horizons, Housatonic Community College's student-run newspaper. Issue 1 is on the shelves now. Issue 2 will be out April 17th. If you want to get in touch with us, email us at housatonichorizons@yahoo.com. Click over for podcast 2 whenever you're ready. Preferably now, but you can wait a few seconds if you'd like.